I'm waiting for Stephanie to come back.
I figured we had four.
What?
Here's the title.
That's it.
Larry, who did you what you're an appointee from? Fred Charette. That would be that you replaced
yes, I know.
We're live now.
Thank you. Call it to order tonight's regular meeting of the San Bernardino City Planning Commission. Commissioner Quill, would you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Yes. Please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Ms. Sanchez, would you call the roll?
Okay. Chair Heasley.
Present.
Commissioner Machen.
Here.
Commissioner Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Gallagher.
Here.
Commissioner Earp.
Here.
Commissioner Quill.
Here.
Okay. Commissioners Durr, Ebley, and Jones are excused. We have quorum.
Thank you. I don't see any need for a closed session. And I see nobody in the public that that we need to do the administration of the oath. First item would be the consent agenda. Consent items are considered routine in nature and may be enacted in one motion. All public and non-public hearings will be opened at one time. Any item may be discussed separately upon a request of the member of the Planning Commission or a member of the public. What does staff recommend for the consent agenda?
Good evening, commissioners. We have before you the minutes of the meeting of September the 21st. They are completed as presented, and we're recommending approval of these minutes. Thank you.
Any comments or questions concerning those minutes? Entertain a motion. We have a motion to approve. And a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Next will be the public hearing item. The Planning Commission will first hear a report from staff, then the public hearing will be open. The applicant will have an opportunity to speak. Next, members of the public will be allowed 3 minutes to speak. Anyone in the audience wishing to speak must be sworn in and fill out a request to speak form. The forms are located in the table near the door. I don't have to read the whole thing. There's no audience today. All actions except general plan amendments and amendments to the Municipal Development Code are final action unless an appeal is filed and a fee paid within 15 days to the Community Development Department. Item number two.
Item number two is Development Code Amendment 16-09. This is a city-initiated Development Code Amendment, a request to change the commercial chapter of the development code and related sections of the development code to allow for the removal of the locational restrictions that are currently in place for the commercial regional CR3 zone, also known as the Tri-City Club Zone. You can see the map here, so that makes the zone is made up primarily of Hospitality Lane, Harriman, Carnegie, between East Street and Tippecanoe.
Excuse me, could we get that on the monitors down here?
Oh, sorry.
There we go. Thank you.
Okay, so currently the development code allows drive-through restaurants in the CR3 zone south of the I-10 only and adjacent to Tippecanoe Avenue between Hospitality Lane and the I-10 only within the commercial regional CR3 zone. Over the last few years, we've received several requests for drive-throughs within the area that's currently restricted. And at this point, staff sees no reason why that restriction should remain in place. So the city initiated this development code amendment in response to the obvious market demand that was out there to eliminate that locational restriction. And obviously, any developments that would come in for drive-through facilities would have to go through the city's entitlement process. And at that time, we would take appropriate precautions for traffic and any other issues that might be raised from having a drive-through restaurant in the area. Tonight's recommendation is for the Planning Commission to adopt Resolution Number 2016-057, forwarding a recommendation that the Mayor and Common Council adopt the categorical exemption and approve Development Code Amendment 16-09 based on the findings of fact.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from any of the commissioners? Commissioner Lopez?
Just explain for me the difference between, when you say drive-through restaurant, I can't imagine what that is, versus like Burger King and all that. What are we saying about
that? That is a drive-through restaurant. Any restaurant that has a lane that you can, pull up to the menu board, order, and then drive through and pay for your meal and take it with you in the car, versus a sit-down restaurant only, where you have to go walk into the restaurant and sit down and eat your meal
okay,
there.
Okay, so that's what you mean when you say, so
yes.
It says, your report said that you have been receiving many requests.
We have.
For those times. Within the First Ward or within the downtown area, you're talking about drive-thrus like In-N-Out and all of those types
we're
of
talking things. Specifically, yes.
You've been receiving a lot of requests.
We know that Panera Bread, that's currently located in the Sierra 3 zone there, mm-hmm. they are interested in moving to a new location within the area somewhere. They haven't picked a location yet, but they'd like to stay in that zone. But they want a drive-through facility. We've had Sonic Burger, Habit Burger, a number of different restaurants that would like to establish themselves in that particular area because it is
when
very
you say
close.
Particular area, what area is that?
The CR3 zone, the Tri-City Club area along Hospitality Lane, Harriman, Carnegie, like we see on the map here, that whole area. Primarily where it's restricted, which is above the I-10. We've had recent, not even that recent, over the course of the last 2 years, we've had a lot of these different restaurants that would like to establish there. Currently, our code doesn't allow it. We don't really see any reason why we shouldn't allow that.
So what you're asking us to consider is to remove those restrictions to locate.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. What is the surrounding area? If it's hospitality, that's a lot of restaurant row. And it's not drive-through row.
So right. But we do also have Waterman Avenue and Tippecanoe that run through there, and there's a few undeveloped pads. In the area, not so much, we're looking at Hospitality Lane where Restaurant Row is. That's basically west of Waterman Avenue. Most of the area, most of the available pads that are not currently developed are not in that area anyway. So they're either east of Waterman Avenue or right on the corner surrounding Waterman. There's a few pads north of Hospitality Lane along Tippecanoe Avenue that currently wouldn't be able to have a drive-through, and there's some interest there. So we think that there's enough demand and that our process for entitling these types of facilities is sufficient that it shouldn't have too much of an impact on existing restaurants or other businesses in the area.
And besides moving the restrictions for location, the city still maintains whatever standards in terms of the design and how
absolutely.
All of those
yes,
are still
yes,
maintained.
Yes, absolutely. And most likely because the area is already, for the most part, fully developed, More likely than not, traffic studies would be required for something like that. So we would go through the typical review process. We're just removing the locational restriction because there just doesn't seem to be any reason for that anymore. I think the original intent doesn't really apply, and we're at this point don't even really know exactly what the original intent was to have that restriction in place. So,
Ms. Powers, I have one question. Do we have any other areas within the city that has a restriction placed similar to this?
There is. For drive-throughs, there is actually along Fifth Street. I don't happen to have that in front of me right now, I don't think.
My curiosity is if we were just it was established piecemeal rather than one specific location, maybe it would be something that should be considered as citywide if there's additional locations that have a restriction of this particular type.
Yes, so the only other restriction is on properties in the freeway corridor overlay zone with frontages on Fifth Street only. So that's the only other locational restriction that we have for drive-through restaurants.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Geller?
Did you receive any input from any of the existing businesses in the area, the sit-down restaurants, whether they perceive this would impact them significantly?
We haven't yet, but all of these projects obviously are noticed for the public, and if anybody had any concerns, they had adequate time to bring that to the city's attention, and we haven't gotten any input from those businesses at all.
But if we remove the restriction, you're asking it that it becomes permitted. It's not a conditional use permit, so it's just permitted. So
no, that's not true. It would still have to go through the entitlement process. There would be conditions placed on any new development with drive-through.
So then the surrounding businesses would be notified then?
Absolutely.
More than it's just posted on our website, they would actually be notified?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And
Right. They still would be subject to the same permitting process that drive-through facilities are required to go through anywhere else in the city.
And that's a CUP process.
Right.
So it would be before you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
Through the chair, Commissioner Easley brings up a very interesting point, because Fifth Street is a growing area too, with the In-N-Out Burger and some of the other properties up there.
Sure.
And I know a lot of those properties will be probably reevaluated and relooked at once redevelopment properties start.
It could be. The only thing I would say to that effect right now is that with the development code update, that the CR3 zone is going to be folded into another zone, and at that point, then we can remove that other locational restriction. Right now, I don't think it's as urgent because we haven't had any inquiries in that particular area.
Would it be convenient, though, to include it into this?
Not at this time, because we are going to be updating the code, and that's going to be in the next few months anyway. So at this point, having just this locational restriction removed, I think is sufficient, primarily because, as I said, there just really hasn't been any inquiries on the other areas that are currently restricted.
Thank you. The reason that triggered my question, is the address is citywide, and I was wondering what are the locations, although this specifically identified this location, and you mentioned the freeway overlay adjacent to Fifth Street, but we also have a drive-through at that location.
Can I clarify, the restriction on the Fifth Street isn't prohibiting them from being on Fifth Street. The restriction is, the specific wording on it is that within the CR2 zone, which is the downtown area, they're only allowed in the CR2 zone on the properties in the corridor overlay, in the freeway corridor overlay, fronting Fifth Street.
Okay, thank you.
Include the property you're mentioning.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
They're restricted elsewhere downtown.
All right. Commissioner Geller?
looking ahead, I still need further clarification. My understanding when we had that study session is that drive-thrus would all be just put in together under eating establishments. They wouldn't have a separate thing that breaks them out.
They will still have an entitlement process, but at that point, I think we're thinking that they'll be at staff level. So they still will go to the DERC committee, which is still a hearing. It still has to be noticed to the public within that 500 square foot radius. So there still is the public will still be notified when these projects come forward.
But it, according to the matrix, it would be a permitted and not a conditional.
No,
use
it would
permit.
Be. It would be.
Should I clarify?
Go ahead. Yeah.
If I can just clarify what we had talked about with the development code update previously.
First with this, what we're doing tonight on this is simply
removing the extraction.
It's removing the locational limitation.
Right.
It's not removing all process and all requirements for them. It's just allowing them, subject to the CUP as they are elsewhere in the city,
right,
as any drive-through is allowed. We did talk about. Let me step back. If this is to pass, the restriction for them would still be a conditional use permit, as that is the requirement in the development code as it's written now, until the development code is changed.
Right.
Either through the code the overall code update or any other amendment, which of course you would see in addition to the council. What we did talk about with the development code update, because of feedback from the commissioners and staff's recommendation, was to drop drive-thrus down to as Chantal mentioned, a DERC level review, just still city staff, because that, along with some other items, they're kind of typical items. They all have the same standard requirements, and I think it was the opinion that staff's typical requirements addressed all the concerns that we've always had. That is still proposed to change. Obviously, if we have any concern about that, once we complete a full draft of the code and are reviewing that, we can certainly open that discussion back up. But the intention is still there. That has nothing to do with this right now. This is written, and Chantal's comments about keeping it a conditional use permit are only based off of the existing code, not any proposal we have.
Well, there are a lot of hotels there, and mm-hmm. many of the residents may not want to spend the money to eat at a sit-down restaurant and would prefer to be able to have an alternative, which would be some more drive-thrus. So I can see the benefit for that. I think the only concern would be what the existing sit-down restaurants would perceive as an increased number.
I think one other thing that just hadn't been mentioned that's worth considering with this is when we think of the drive-thrus, I think, as was mentioned, Burger King and McDonald's and a lot of, the typical ones that we've had for decades. Even, as we mentioned with the Panera, with, Habit Burger and a lot of those, even your fast casual uses, which have traditionally been sit-down uses, are starting to see the change in the market and want to have drive-thrus as well.
Right.
So it's not – now we're starting to have a sit-down with a drive-thru mm-hmm. that could be competing with a sit-down without. So it's not – it's not the same exact competition you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just to reiterate again, any new development is not permitted by right. There's still an entitlement process, regardless of whether it goes before city staff or before the planning commission or the mayor and common council. There is still an entitlement process. There is still a review and conditions that need to be put in place, and we do, look at that the same way, regardless of whether we're taking it to this level or beyond.
I have a comment.
Commissioner Lopez?
I have a comment or request.
Sure.
As these go through the process of a CUD and so forth, I'd like for the staff to keep in mind certain things. For example, if there are some that are drive-through for the hospitality area and so forth, we all know that there's a distinct look there. It is a good mix of business and a variety of eateries, and it looks very nice and very high-end, that those things be kept in mind when you're approving or recommending for us to approve, because I know that's what I would be looking for.
Yes.
And then those that are done closer to the downtown area, because we have a food desert in the downtown area. There's very, very few places that people can walk to. And we have seen plans, and out here in the lobby, they had, what would you like your downtown to look like? And people gave many recommendations. And so I hope those things are in consideration when those CUDs come in, because they should look of a certain kind. They should be pedestrian friendly. We have a lot of businesses and the state building and wherever. And these people have to either wait for the third Thursday or the second Thursday of the month, or get in their cars and use time for their hour lunch just to find a place that they can eat close by. But to keep those things in mind in terms of the design and the architecture, because we're looking in for the long-term things of a really nice layout, a really nice variety and so forth. You know, I'm having a hard time envisioning downtown with a lot of drive-throughs, bakers, burgers, and all that other stuff, because that's not what I want for my downtown.
Yeah, and currently that's not part of this proposal. But we would, look at that case by case. Obviously, many times, especially like in the downtown area where areas are already built up, that's going to limit what you can actually put somewhere anyway. Especially if traffic is, if the traffic comes back that, it's just going to cause too much congestion. Then we may suggest, another area for them to move to. But of course, we'll always look at the design and try to bring that up and modernize as much as possible.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Any further questions for staff or discussion amongst the commissioners? At this point, if being none, I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Quayle probably has it printed out right there in front of him.
Okay, I'll make the motion that staff recommends for tonight, which is 2016-057, forwarding the recommendation from the Mayor and Common Council, the adoption of the categorical exemption, approved development code amendment 1609, based on the plan.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? I have a second with Mr. Earp. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You set a new record, Ms. Powers.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to formally welcome Larry Quayle to our commission here. He's been in the city, and he's been before this commission several times in the past. Now he's back on sitting on the commission.
The other side.
So. And we have a new staff member, Mary, and I didn't catch your last name.
Yes, we do. That Mary Blaze is joining us to help us with our day-to-day planning, processing cases. So here shortly, we'll probably be seeing her presenting cases. Mary, if you wouldn't mind coming up and saying hello, introduce yourself a bit, please. She's a little shy, so be gentle.
That won't work around us.
Hello, everyone. Mary Blaze. I'm going to be doing some contract planning, helping the staff here do some current planning projects. So I'll probably be coming before you maybe before the end of the year. Born and raised in the area, was gone for about 20 years, and just recently moved back. So glad to be back.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Staff, as our economy is turning around, the staff is going to get busier and busier.
Yep.
I can see it coming, which is a good thing for the city. Planning Commission reports or announcements? Being any? No? Director's report.
Yes, just a couple of items, please. As we mentioned at the last meeting, we have retained a consultant to update our signage regulations. So we've done a city tour to kind of give them an idea of what the signage existed here in town, kind of some of the do's and don'ts, some of the areas that we'd like for them to address. So we're planning to have a kind of a first of our series of study sessions here with the commission, and we're looking at our December meeting to do that. Again, just kind of a brush overview of what the work program is going to be looking like and the scope, and then maybe a more refined schedule of the process. And with that, we've also, with the upcoming meeting in December, wanted to ask the commissioners, regularly that meeting would have been on the 21st, and wondering if the commissioners would be amenable to moving that up to the week earlier on the 14th, so it doesn't fall the week before Christmas and the holidays. Just wanted to do.
Let's draw a poll right now. I'm good with the 14th.
I'm good.
Okay.
How's that? Is that quick enough for you?
That works perfect. So when we come around in November, we'll adjourn to that particular meeting. And then one last item I wanted to do is if you recall at the last meeting, we had a presentation from National Corps on the specific plan that they're doing at the Waterman Baseline area. That item is going to be scheduled for the meeting of November 16th. I have copies of the specific plan here, along with the CD with the technical appendices and such, that I'd like to have Stephanie to pass out for us, so that you have it quite a bit of time, at least a month's time before the meeting, to kind of review it, make some notes. They have provided some handy little tabs that are in the inside pocket that you can maybe tab pages and things as you go through the document.
Thank you, Stephanie.
And with that, that concludes my presentation. Stephanie would like to make a quick little announcement for us. She's very excited.
I am, because tomorrow, as you all know, is our third Thursday Food Truck Fest, but it is also our two-year anniversary. And we're super excited. We're having a really big celebration. My Delight Cupcakery is making a special two-year anniversary cupcakes. We are also going to have little mini cupcakes at the staff table, and they are free for the first 100 people that come up to say hi to us and congratulate us and say happy birthday. One thing that they're also bringing, which I thought was really cool, is for the first time they're bringing pupcakes, little mini cupcakes for your dogs if you have some, if you have a friend that has a dog. My dog personally loved them, so I encourage you, if you have a dog, to get one for yours. Piaggio is also doing 100 empanadas for the first 100 people. They're free, so they're also helping us celebrate our two-year anniversary. We're going to have a balloon artist walking around and creating nice little balloon animals and sculptures, and they're also doing our big balloon art. It's going to be a party. So we'd like for you guys to come out if you can. Just come out, have lunch, celebrate with us. It's a big deal. So I encourage you guys to join us.
Thank you. I have one question for Oliver, or maybe you, Ms. Sanchez. We talked earlier of having a workshop again in November on the development code update. Are we still proposing that for a date that's not our regular meeting, as we talked about it early November?
We're still working through it. I'm not sure if we're going to have another special study session, as you mentioned, like up on the sixth floor. Is that what you were talking about? But we wanted to put something that was, we're making our way through it. We wanted to get something closest to an administrative draft, so we can start to really get into the meat and potatoes of the document, the review procedures.
Yeah. I can
go ahead.
I'll kind of just tack onto that a little bit. Yeah, at this time, we don't have anything else that we're prepared to bring back up to the commission for review. I mean, our primary concern with this body was, the permitting thresholds, land use types, things of that sort. Right now, we've really been working on the specific development standards, in terms of setbacks and heights and landscaping requirements and things like that. And we've been fairly heavily into, clarifying permitting processes, like Oliver mentioned, how we'll go about things, what types of entitlements we'll have. We're tweaking some of that, trying to make it easier, a little clearer to understand. And our big push right now is, as Oliver mentioned, just to get a full administrative draft complete that we'll then send out for public review. Prior to that, when we do our internal review, just at a department level and city, with city staff, we'll bring that back up to the commission so that we'll have something we can look at. We just feel it's going to be best when we have a full, cohesive document.
My memory was triggered that by reading that development code update that we talked about having another workshop.
We did with, I think with the last meeting, it was kind of an as needed thing. If we came across a section or really some revisions that we're looking at doing that we think definitely needed to, we really wanted the feedback on before we had a full version, we would do that. But right now we're concentrated more on the full document.
Okay.
And then we're also keeping in mind the holidays that are, an off week would be the Thanksgiving week. That doesn't work. Another off week would be, before or after Christmas. And so it may be realistically something that we bring back at the beginning of the year and tackle it full force at that point.
Okay. That's logical. I have nothing else. I will entertain a motion to adjourn to our regular meeting scheduled for Wednesday, November 16th at 6 p.m. here. Commissioner Earp, second? We have multiple seconds. Take your pick. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody crazy? Opposed? Thank you all, and we're off and running. That's the quickest I've had. That's a new record for me.
It is.
I didn't do it.
I'm not going to be here for you in November. I'm going to be on vacation. Yeah.
Well, good for
you. Yeah, I've been looking forward to it. Anyway, I will review this plan. If I have any questions, I'll call you. If I have any concerns,